Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, WYLL.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning at the Agricultural Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia, USDA gave us their demand side for corn, soybeans, and wheat as they looked toward what the potential for ending stocks will be for the new crop year of 2013-14. Here's what USDA came up with for corn. USDA suggests that ending stocks in the new crop year will be 2.177 billion bushels. That compares with 632 million bushels from the February 2013 WASDE report. For soybeans, USDA pegs 2013-14 ending stocks at 250 million bushels versus 125 million. And for wheat for 2013-14, USDA pegs ending stocks at 639 million bushels versus 691 million bushels from the February WASDE report. Also this morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending February 14th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 25.7, next year, 2.1. Corn this year, 14.2, next year, 0.8. Soybeans this year, minus 4.4, and next year, 2.3. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 410,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China. Of the total, 60,000 tons is for delivery during the 2012-13 marketing year, and the balance, 350,000 tons, is for delivery during the 2013-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,922. It's up 41.5 points. The NASDAQ, 3142, up 11.5, and the S&P 500 is 1507. It is up 5.25 points.
I'm Zach Grant, manager of the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois. The farm is lending a hand to WILL during February's Clear the Air radio drive. Everyone who pledges at least $120 will receive three starter plants, basil, tomato, and pepper. The plants will be grown at our farm in Urbana and will be available for pickup on Saturday, April 13th at the Horticulture Club's Mom's Day Flower Show. Go to willpledge.org or call 217-244-9455 for more information.
And thanks to everyone who has contributed so far during the drive. If you have not yet made your donation and you would like to support WILL Radio and our efforts to reduce long pledge drive breaks in the future, call 217-244-9455 or go online to our secure website to make your pledge at .org, WILLpledge.org, WILLpledge.org. You can do that right now. Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
One storm system is diminishing across the Midwest today, and another is going to brew a little later this weekend. The storm system that's coming up this weekend will change the landscape in the upper parts of the Midwest, from portions of northeastern Nebraska and Iowa into Minnesota and Wisconsin. The upper Mississippi River Basin will be faced with an increasing amount of snowfall, and a storm system about as significant as that which occurred in the Central Plains will likely impact these areas as we move into the Sunday-Monday time period. In fact, the storm will linger a little bit longer across the Great Lakes region as we move on into the middle part of next week. Snow accumulations of 4 to 9 inches and local totals up to around 12 inches will occur across some of this region, and the moisture content will run up to 7/10 of an inch easily, and some locations could get more than an inch. The storm system may turn out to be a mini blizzard with a strong wind on the backside of the storm could cause some significant blowing and drifting, although at the moment that storm system is only a marginal blizzard in the making. The storm system that came out of the plains, though, in the last day or so has produced some significant amounts of moisture across a part of hard red winter wheat country and the state of Missouri. These areas have seen 4/10 of an inch to 1.60 inches of moisture, and some locations even more, and some substantial snow accumulations were noted as well. These areas are all in recovery mode at the moment from the big drought of 2012. It'll take a whole lot more precipitation than what we've just seen to really make a serious change in the subsoil and the long-term water supply. But we have to start sometime, and perhaps this is a good time for that. As far as starting a new trend, though, across the Midwest, that is not expected here. We're actually going to fall back into the old pattern of a more limited precipitation bias for the plains and the western Corn Belt for a while. As soon as we get through with the cold period that's going to last here for the next week to 10 days, we should start bringing moisture back up along with some warmer air from the Gulf of Mexico into this colder air mass. That should set the stage for some greater amounts of precipitation across parts of the Midwest, and we could indeed see some further improvements in the western Corn Belt as well as parts of the hard red wheat country. We're still focusing, though, on the second half of March and April for a more steady or at least routine occurrence of precipitation across some of these areas. In the meantime, if you're looking for a flooded area for this coming week, you should probably look into the southeastern corner of the country. It looks like portions of Georgia and Alabama and some neighboring areas in the Carolinas could be subjected to some local flooding because of heavy rain. Two waves of precipitation will move through that corner of the country. Our temperatures here across the Midwest over these next couple of days are expected to be cool initially, but in fact will be cooler than normal, I should say, for most of the coming week. Our low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into the teens and 20s most often across the Midwest, but some single-digit readings will occur in northwestern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Here are the electronic trade numbers as they stand right now in Kansas City. March wheat, 7.59 1/2, up 2 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 7.23 3/4, up 2 1/2. March corn, 6.93 1/4, up 2 1/2. July, 6.75, up 1 3/4. December, 5.55 1/4, up 1 1/4. March beans, 15.01, up 13 1/4. July, 14.69 1/4, up 14 3/4. And November at 12.94, up 17. March soybean meal, 4.42.60, up 5.30, and March soybean oil, 51.27, down 4 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we got the whole loaf of bread after USDA released in Arlington, Virginia, the demand side of its equations. What do you make of corn and soybean ending stocks?
Well, I mean, I think that there probably are no big surprises here. I mean, I think we've kind of been talking about $2 billion plus on the corn and, you know, $250 to $280 on the beans for a while. But maybe a little bit of surprises from the standpoint of, you know, the demand side, especially on corn, say on the exports. I think, you know, $1.5 billion exports, I don't think that's impossible. I think if we have a decent crop, we can certainly get that. But that's going to mean that we probably are going to have to compete with the rest of the world as far as exports go.
Is the ethanol a little skimpy at 4.675 billion bushels?
Well, I don't know if I can say that. Whenever you start looking at the mandate numbers and the efficiencies and stuff nowadays, that 4.5 to 4.7, 4.5 billion to 4.7 billion, we're probably in there someplace, Dave, I think, on that. So I guess I didn't see that as anything that maybe stood out. I would say on the soybean side of it, I thought maybe the exports on soybeans going from, you know, about 150 million more than this year, that may be a little bit light, actually, I thought. So probably no big surprises here, though. I think the news this morning really that kind of got the bean market going was that China came in, bought some more soybeans, and we're seeing that in the basis, you know. I think that's the big thing that shows that this isn't just an emotional thing of the trade. This is actually happening, that like March, April bids have gone up about 24 cents here in the last 2 weeks, so down at the Gulf. So, I mean, that's a sign that's actually happening.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 693 and a half, up 2 3/4. July, 674 and 3/4, up 1 1/2. December at 554 and 3/4, up 3/4. March beans, $15 and a half, up 12 3/4. And November at 1293 and a half, up 16 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.